1973. What a great year. Perfect year. Not just because I was born in 1973, but that was the first American Burger Binder event. And the Slumberland American Burger Binder is coming up here on Saturday, February the 22nd of this year. And it is their 51st event. Fabulous race. World renowned. And joining us now is the executive director, Ben Popp. He joins us courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. And first off, Ben, aside from you being on the show, I want to congratulate you, man, because you have been elected the World Opit president. So congratulations to you, man.
Thanks much. Up here in the Northwoods of Wisconsin, we're trying to do what we can to continue to move this thing forward and hope all is well in the big city. We're looking forward to having you up here in the Northwoods, my friend.
Man, look, I'd love to come back. I actually am not sure that I'll be able to make it this year. I'd like to. I got to look at the schedule, but I'm scheduled at this current time to be out of town that weekend. But if I can, if I can make it, I will, because when I first made it to your event, man, a couple of years ago, I was blown away. It's such a spectacular event. For all of the people out there that aren't familiar or don't know anything about the history of the Berkey, kind of give everybody a little bit of a historical summary.
Yeah, right. So here it is. In 1947, a man named Tony Wise makes his way back from World War II. He was born in northern Wisconsin, and he was stationed in southern Germany, and he had a bunch of Norwegian roots. And he came back to small town northern Wisconsin and said, man, I want to bring people here. I think it's a great place to raise a family. It's a great place to be outside. So he thought he was going to start a ski race. And he started the American Burger Binder in 1973 after about 30 years of creating a ski resort. And, of course, you can imagine the mountains of northern Wisconsin, right? Not exactly huge. But in 1973, he started this race called the American Burger Binder. And at that time, there was 35 people that did it. And I'll tell you, this year we're going to have over 14,000 people doing it. It's the third largest ski race in the world. The world's best female skier from the Twin Cities, Jessie Diggins, has won it. She's been here. You saw that. And so the thing about it is it's really way more than just a ski race, right? I mean, we live in northern Wisconsin, whether it's Minnesota, right? We embrace being active outside in the winter. And so cross-country skiing is part of that. You have Worth Park right in downtown Minneapolis and just some great venues. And so this ski race started with 35 people, and now it's, like I said, over 14,000 people come. And it's really just a big celebration of winter. And so the idea that if we look back and Tony's – so in 1206, let's go way back, actually, the country of Norway was under siege, and these two warriors saved a prince. And to do it, they had to ski 55 kilometers. And so that's actually, believe it or not, historically where the race came from. Well, Tony thought it was a great story, thought we should do it in northern Wisconsin, and here it is. And so if you have ever cross-country skied, or you know nothing about cross-country skiing, I would love to invite you to northern Wisconsin the last weekend in February, because there's certainly a ski race going on, but it finishes in downtown Hayward. We put about 100 dump trucks of snow in downtown. People ski in it. I mean, there's people that do a cold turkey Berkey, meaning they have not skied ever in their entire life. They show up from California, people from all 50 states, Louisiana, Georgia, Alabama. They come up, they ski once in their entire life. It's 35 miles. And it's just incredible, all the way to the best skiers in the world like Jessie Diggins and the rest of the U.S. ski team. So you should come up if you have never been here, because not only is it this amazing athletic event, it's a huge party. It's a big celebration of winter, because you can stand downtown, as you know, and it's everybody from the best to just the people that want to get out and have a little fun. And so it's an event that it's really hard to describe. We call it Berkey Fever, because it's one of these things you come, be a part of it, and then you're going to come back year after year. So come on up to northern Wisconsin. And interestingly enough, I will say that almost 65% of the participants are from Minnesota. So even though we have literally people from every state of the country, from about 25 nations on average, it's global, people come from around the world, it's still Minnesota, believe it or not, provides 65% of the participants just because cross-country skiing is that big in the state.
Yeah.
So, pretty darn cool.
It's unbelievable. You know, all 50 states, the District of Columbia, 25 countries represented. Like you mentioned, Cable to Hayward, Wisconsin. I just, one of the things that I love about it, Ben, is the fact that even on your website, if you go look up on the website for the Berkey, you know, it says a rich Northwoods tradition of North America's largest and finest cross-country ski race. And it is a tradition. Like, when you're there, there's a culture to it. And that's what I enjoy about it, is that when you're up there, there's a different type of feel, there's a different type of culture with regards to this cross-country ski race.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's really about people coming to northern Wisconsin and the community opening up. It takes 4,500 volunteers to help us put this event on. And when you drive into Hayward, the population sign says 2,300. So think about that for a second. It's 2,300 people living in this community. It takes 4,500 to put it on. And so it's really our whole region coming together to host the world. There's been everybody from senators to governors to presidents that have been here as part of the opening ceremonies. Little fact that I bet a lot of people don't know, we have a bridge that goes over, so you come off of Lake Hayward, as I mentioned, you ski into downtown Hayward. Well, you have to go over a state highway to get into downtown. So we created this bridge that the skiers go up and over and cars go underneath. Well, in 2018, as part of Bold North, the Super Bowl celebration in Minneapolis, anybody remember what the centerpiece was of the downtown attraction before the Super Bowl? Our bridge from the American Birkebeiner came down and was a part of that. It was really, really cool. And if you remember, people were skiing on it and tubing on it. So there's really a pretty cool connection between the event and Minneapolis. And yeah, it's pretty darn cool.
It's pretty dope, Ben. We're talking to the executive director of the American Birkebeiner, Ben Pop, here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. And now we talked about how many people are expected to race. I mean, what is the cutoff for people that want to be involved or in the race? Are you still accepting people? Are people still signing up right now?
Yeah, it's funny. That's very timely because tomorrow is literally the last day that people can actually register for the event. And we didn't even plan this, I know. But, you know, it's one of those things because, interestingly enough, there's literally people that stay in Duluth all the way to the Twin Cities because, again, there's all internationals flying into Minneapolis, of course, into the airport. And so, at the end of the day, we just don't have enough place to house more people in our region. Mm-hmm. So we end up having to cut it off at about 14,000 is what it ends up when you look at the weeks of events. And then all the volunteers and the medical people and the support crews that come. And so we do cut it off, and we're just about at that limit, which so we had to put it in. Tomorrow will be the last day that folks can register for the event. So if you have any interest, now's your time to get your car. And we got some snow, right?
Yeah.
We actually have some snow on the ground. People are excited. So if you have any interest, better check out the website and give us a call or go online because it's the 2025 edition will be soon full.
Yeah, and they can go to Berkey.com. I was going to ask you about the conditions. We all know that over the last few years, we have had situations where we just weren't getting enough snow. It wasn't cold enough and all this other stuff, whatever. How are things kind of shaking out at this particular point in time?
Yeah, you know, again, another really weird winter that we've had. I mean, here in northern Wisconsin, Minnesota, we're used to all this snow and cold and snowmobile trails and ski trails. Well, it's been tough. You know, last year, of course, everybody remembers, you know, how poor the year was. We ended up actually making a 12-kilometer track out of machine-made snow to make it happen. And this year, we're already starting to plan that. We actually just got this last snowfall. We got about 6 inches of snow up here in northern Wisconsin and just enough to groom the ski trail and get it ready. But like they do at Elm Creek and Highland and Worth Park and Minneapolis, we now are making snow. And so if we have to, we will have a backup plan to use just machine-made snow to be able to put the race on. Because, again, it's one of those things. The economic impact for our community is almost $25 million. So it's way more than just a race. It's an event that really drives our economy.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can't host the race and nobody's coming to visit or be a part of it, well, that's obviously a huge hit to restaurants, bars, grocery stores, et cetera. So for us, it's just a have to have happen. And so we're now into the snowmaking production part of the world. And so it's that about February 1st, if the conditions don't continue to improve, get a little bit more snow, those sorts of things, then we got to start looking at plan B and C to make sure that it happens. And that when it comes the last Saturday in February, we'll be ready to roll.
Hey, last thing for you, Ben, and I appreciate your time. You know, one of the things that I do want to note, and you can explain this to the listening audience, is that, yeah, the Berkey is the big race that everybody talks about, and it happens on Saturday, February the 22nd. But one of the beautiful things about the Berkey and the American Birkebeiner is that it's an all-week event. There are things going on in Hayward the entire week leading up to it.
Yeah, it's one of those events that, honestly, it's something for everybody. There's everything from ski joring, which is when you get to harness up to your dog and go cruising down the street on your skis, to the giant ski, which is actually really amazing. It's six people on one pair of skis. And we've actually had a period of time we're working on a Green Bay Packers alumni team versus a Minnesota Vikings alumni team. Because you race one block in downtown Hayward on the snow, six people on each pair of skis, bragging rights to youth events, to obviously the main event and demos and expos. So really the whole idea is it's a celebration of winter, something for everybody to feel active outside. And again, the community embraces having you here and enjoying it. So if you have any interest in certainly skiing, of course, but just being a part of a community that loves being active outside in the winter, definitely checking out. We'd love to host you and come on up and check the Northwoods the last week in February.
All right, I lied. I do want to ask you another question. Is Ernie St. Germain going to be there this year?
Yeah, so Ernie St. Germain is an amazing man. He's been the only human being that has skied every American Birkebeiner for the first 50 years. Now think about that for a second.
That's crazy.
Here's a guy. I mean, right? He's a Lacouture Band of Ojibwe member. He's a veteran. He's this amazing human being. He skied every Birkebeiner, so he's going to be here. We're still not 100% sure, believe it or not, if he's going to ski or not, but he's done the last 50, so who knows, right? The odds are always quite good, but Ernie St. Germain is just so inspiring to be able to ski 35 miles year after year after year, for 50 years is just incredible. And he certainly inspires all the skiers of the world, not to mention really the whole community. So we're hopeful that he will be here.
Absolutely. Saturday, February the 22nd, that is the day of the big race. Go to Berkey.com. Sign up is going on until tomorrow is the cutoff, right, for the 14,000 people that are going to be a part of it. Tomorrow is the final day. So make sure that you go to the website, sign up. Ben Popp, Executive Director of the Berkey, joining us here on The Lake Show. Hey, Ben, man, always a pleasure to have you on the show, and I will let you know if I will be able to make it very soon.
All right. Well, thanks much. Thanks for having me, and I better go get my skull chant warmed up. It's a big night tonight.
That's right. Who you got, man? Give me a prediction. Give me one real quick.
I'm going 27-13 Minnesota, of course.
Woo! All right. Ben Popp, Executive Director for the American Birkebeiner, joining us here on The Lake Show.